Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Russell is our Redskins insider. Chris, I'm sure by now you are plugged in on what's going on with Alex Smith. Sounds like major complications for him being reported by, among others, Eric Bickler was hearing things from people. Rappaport of NFL Network has now joined the conversation. What have you heard, and what do you think about this?
Well, you know, all along, I'm sure we all have heard that there are some concerns and some lack of clarity and some questions moving forward. We saw the timeline change rapidly, at least publicly. Of course, the Redskins denied any knowledge of that and any information on that because, of course, when you only make Jay Gruden available and you say, oh, yeah, we'll get you Larry Hess, and that never happens, that was just their way of kind of dismissing it. So all along, you heard that there were some concerns and some questions, but I could never really get any clarity. And, you know, I would just tell you, in talking to some people, the belief is that this is absolutely very serious. This is absolutely very concerning. And there is no question his career, never mind next year, his career is in doubt.
I had a tweeter. I'm at Funny Danny Grant at Grant H. Paulson, who put this perfectly. A month ago, we were complaining about they were winning ugly and was it sustainable. Look at what's happened in a month. Look at where the conversation is. And yeah, to that end, Russell, the other fire that's burning very bright, all the alarms are going off in all the municipalities, is this Reuben Foster situation.
Yep.
It could have been quelled, I think, if the Redskins done the right thing at any point or had a lucid statement that actually was true and showed due diligence, but they haven't. Where are we at now with this? I know the latest is his accuser was on Good Morning America,
right,
and the Redskins are still saying, no, we gave a statement, 11 days ago. We're going with that, despite the fact that there are pictures of the bruises now. Where are we on this?
Yeah, and unless I misinterpreted what she was saying, and maybe I did, but I don't think I did, she directly contradicted the story that she apparently cooked up to try and protect Reuben Foster the last time, right? Because that was what everybody was hanging on to, was that, oh, she lied. She said, you know, that she cooked up this scheme to get money out of him. Well, she directly contradicted that.
She
today.
Said on now, Good Morning America today that she lied. She said, I lied on the stand because her point was because I was trying to help him and do right by him.
Right. So now we don't know. Does that mean she was, you know, she seems to lie a lot, right? But I don't know what the truth is. All I know was whatever happened down in Tampa and whatever has happened in the past is enough for me to be more than alarmed, more than concerned, more than frustrated, more than wondering what the hell is going on here, A, between you two guys, and B, of course, we all question and have every right to question the investigation or the knowledge before making the claim by the Washington Redskins. You know, the bottom line is we all know that, Grant, you and I know far too well from being in that building a lot, that things just aren't done normally around there. And I'm trying to be as kind and as conservative as I possibly can. The bottom line is this. I don't know if she's 100% telling the truth. I don't know. I would have never signed this guy, even though I thought it was a good football move, and I still think it's a good football move because they have major issues at his position. But the bottom line is this is another nightmare, another embarrassment, another episode, another chapter for an organization that just cannot take any more of this nonsense. Cannot.
Russell, by the way, they got to play football this weekend.
Yeah.
There's still games on the schedule. The Giants come to town. What are you expecting here this weekend? They'll be on. I think you may be getting a tryout at guard. I mean, this is a collapsed petting zoo under a circus tent. I mean, it's such a yard sale, but they've got to play a game. What do we expect?
What I expect is Odell Beckham and Saquon Barkley to have a lot of success. Now, the question will be for me whether it happens in the red zone or whether it just happens, you know, from 10-yard line to 10-yard line, because that seems to be where all the damage is incurred. And the Redskins, the one good positive thing right now is they seem to be able to, for the most part, fend off teams that are running up and down the floor on them or up and down the field on them. They seem to fend them off from time to time inside the red zone or goal goal to go situations like we saw in Philadelphia. So that's the question. I would just throw this, guys. In, you know, everybody's talking about third down defense, and they've been terrible in that area, and everybody's going to talk about this or that. Their rush defense has been brutal the last five games. They're allowing almost 135 yards per game in the first seven games on the same amount of attempts. Oh, by the way, as the last five games, they were averaging 80.1 yards per game and 384 yards per attempt. It's now 4.6 yards per attempt in the last five games. So that's where it starts and ends, in my opinion, and what leads to the third down problems and what's going to lead to probably a loss against a very talented duo for the Giants.
Thank you, Slash Arena. We appreciate the intel.
Thank you, guys.
See you, bro.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.